This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Don't you love a bit of country music, Rach?
Oh, we've been getting really into it the last couple of weeks, Dean.
I know. We've been diving in, listening and hearing from a lot of country music artists from around Australia that have been doing some amazing and great music and telling us about some new songs they've been putting out into the world. And joining us now here on Joy is Chris from Round Mountain Girls. Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Hello, pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Now, we were a little bit thrown when there were no girls in Round Mountain Girls.
That's our coming little marketing ploy that we've put in place. It's I don't know. We started out with a band named like Round Mountain, but it sounded a bit too bluegrass. So we wanted to throw something else in to make it a bit different. And then we stuck with Round Mountain Girls, and here we are.
Well, it seems to be doing the job for you. It must be really wonderful to be able to do in pubs and clubs and everywhere and actually play country music, because it's got a very different edge and feel to it that I don't think anyone can not tap their toes and get a kick out of country music when they're hearing it.
Yeah, it's different too. So we live up north of Byron Bay on the coast here, and there's a really big mix of music up our way, as I suppose there is in Melbourne too. But it's there's everything up this way, from rock to your folk and all definitely your dub and your reggae and all that sort of stuff. But country I don't know, people just tend to like it, and people who like country music are just massive country music fans. They're crazy.
Now, just before we dived into a conversation with you, I was playing the opening of your new single, First to Let Go. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay, First to Let Go, it's the song that we've written just after another song we wrote called Magical Mix with John Williamson, and we recorded it around the same time. We were releasing it at Blues Fest this year, and it got canned, so we were trying to work out whether we should still release it or not, but we decided we should, because people are still at home and want to hear music even though they're in semi-lockdown. And it's a song about treasuring all the little things in life that you sometimes overlook, and that's what we've been doing. With the COVID-19 thing, we've been all bunkering down, and we've had time to reflect on our lives, and that's pretty much what the song's about.
Wow. Like, I mean, it must be great to be able... Like, it must be weird as well. So how have you been handling it all, like, as a band?
As a band, it's just stopped, basically. So we've been in touch with each other, but it's, we pride ourselves on being a live band, so... We've just watched all of our gig bookings for 6 months just dwindle away. So we're just ramping back up now, just to try to reschedule all our dates. Some of the big festivals have moved to later in the year, and then some have just postponed till next year. And thankfully, they've put us back on the bill for the following year. So been a time for. Bit of quiet playing at home.
Lots to look forward to, though. Have you found that when you released this song in this isolation period, that people were hungry for new music?
Yeah, I think we have, because we've just had a lot of interest on our social media, and we've been talking to a lot of radio stations, which is really nice. And I think we've had some really good feedback about the song, and it's one of our. It's country, but not as country as we have been in the past. So it's been good that it's been picked up by country people.
Was that an intent, or it's just the way the song kind of rolled out?
That's just the way the song rolls out, and that's pretty much how we roll it out anyway. In our band, we've got all the instruments of a bluegrass band, so we've got fiddles and banjos and mandolins, and you can't help but sound a little bit country. I think the thing that puts us away from bluegrass is our drummer and bass player. They're very much rock centered style of playing,
so. And your hairstyles. Definitely. I was having a little Google of you guys before, and at least 50% of the band looks like they've got rock and roll hair, down past their shoulders. It's a look. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the fiddle player plays on that too. He's got a fan that blows it back while he's doing solo.
Oh, get out. That's amazing.
Yeah. We weren't sure how to take it at the start. We thought, is this a bit cheesy or not? And then it's grown on me now. And every time I turn around and he's doing a solo with his hair blowing back, it just cracks me up. So
it's
his thing. It's his thing now.
So it's good music and comedy smushed into one.
Definitely. We do have a lot of fun when we play. And that's the best thing about playing in this band. It's just great fun.
And that's the thing about playing live as well. There's so many elements and different parts to it. So fingers and toes crossed you guys get to be able to dive back in to the live music scene and as soon as possible, because it's the best way to enjoy music like this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, live's the only way to go. It's great, great. So who knows?
Now, you were saying there's mandolin, banjo, lots of different instruments. Are you one of those musicians who is more than one, just one instrument or thing? Multi-instrumental.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even say the word.
Oh, yeah, well, kind of, yeah. I play mandolin and guitar. And our lead singer plays guitar and banjo. So we tend to switch around. When he's playing guitar, I'll play mandolin. And when he's playing banjo, I'll play guitar. So fiddle player plays tin whistle. So we're quite good in a sense that we can pretty much play anything we want. So we tend to sort of drift towards the rocky side of country and the sort of rootsy side of blues. So we've got enough flexibility to just have fun and do whatever we want. It's good.
Nice. Well, we were playing the start of it. Actually, you know what? Let's just hear a little bit of it again. I reckon we should, because it's got a great sound. That's just the start of First to Let Go by the Round Mountain Girls. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Why don't you check out their brand new single, First to Let Go, and follow them on social media so that you can make sure that you can go and see them live, because that's the sound just here on the radio. It's going to be much better in person. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you very much, and all the best to you guys.
Thanks, Chris.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rachel and Deb.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.